from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point. Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
I'm out.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Good morning, everybody. Matt Steinmetz, Daryl, the Guru Johnson, and we are at the Warriors team store adjacent to the Chase Center where the second round of the NBA draft is coming up. Round one was last night, Goo. Round two today. And the Warriors have the 52nd pick of the NBA draft. And I'm going to let you jump in here, but boy, I know how I'd like to start the show, but go ahead.
We'll get to that because you got a new alliance to the Los Angeles. I'll wait. But I'll tell you what. The Warriors have their own issues. Last year was not ideal. We all know that. They did make the playoffs. You cannot mess or jerk around, shout out Steve Martin, and draft one Bronny James. I'm a roaster, Steiny. I'm hearing people call. We got our own issues. We got to take care of business and try to find a steal. I'm confident, but it can't be Bronny James. It just can't, Steiny.
I know you're going to think I'm not telling you the truth, but if Bronny James is available at 52, I'm taking him in a heartbeat.
Why?
Because there's something there. There's something there with him. They're just, it's leverage. It would be leverage. And what would happen? I don't know. But let me throw some names at you.
Go ahead.
Tamani Kamara, Carla Matkovic, Luka Garza, KJ Martin, Jalen McDaniels, Vince Edwards, Edmund Summers, Joel Bolambe. Those were the last eight picks at number 52.
Man, McDaniels?
That's the McDaniels in Toronto.
Yeah.
He, at 52, there are no guarantees. Absolutely no guarantees. I would absolutely entertain that. The Golden State Warriors, for whatever reason, made a call about LeBron James at the All-Star or at the trading deadline last year. I don't see any downside to it.
You know what? I love you sharing how you feel, but I guess the narcissist that is King James, he's not leaving L.A. They're going to max him out, probably a 3-year deal, whatever the number is. He's not leaving the Laker uniform, and I just think it would be a bad look if he was tied or hitched his wagon to whoever drafted his son, because it would be a scholarship. So I'm hoping the Warriors, and they've done it probably, their due diligence, and they find a guy or a sleeper, and he can contribute to this team, but LeBron's not coming.
I also think I remember Kobe Bryant.
Kobe.
And the word was Jerry out. West, do not draft Kobe Bryant. He will not play for your team. He is only going to play for the Lakers. And 12 teams listened, and then the Charlotte Hornets said, you know what, we're drafting Kobe Bryant. And the Lakers were forced to do business with them.
Yeah.
And then they ended up getting Vlade Divac, the Charlotte Hornets. So, again, I mean, if there's a player at 52 that they think is Draymond Green or Jokic, that's one thing. But I just think number 52 is just a flat-out roll of the dice. And LeBron James, who does he want to play with?
Yeah.
And listen, and I don't want this team to get older, but if you're talking about LeBron James for a year, I think that's just in a completely different tier than any of the other guys we were talking about. If you put LeBron James on the Golden State Warriors, they become the Bulls again from the 90s and the Warriors again from the Durant era.
Oh, my gosh.
And so, I would absolutely take a stab at it if you're not married to somebody else at 52.
And you know what, Stoney? I don't know if you saw the viral video of the James family working out, but LeBron, it's just summer workout. I know you hate those videos, but Bronny was with them. But I was just looking at LeBron like, oh my God, this dude still has it. But I guess I just hitched my wagon to he's going to be in the purple and gold, and that's why I think it's just a pipe dream to think that you could, you know, entice him to come, even if you drafted his son. But I would be on board if they could get him.
Kirk Lacob joining us at 10:30 today. Kirk Lacob, and then Trace Jackson Davis at 1 p.m. So we will have Kirk Lacob. He's got to be, what, president of basketball operations?
VP.
Vice president of basketball operations. Just know that he's a big boy.
And still a player in the Warriors World Tournament, so we'll have some of that discussion.
Okay. Yeah. Trace Jackson Davis at 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock. Listen, people think I'm kidding. I'm absolutely not kidding. I mean, I'm also not drafting Bronny James knowing that he stinks. I mean, if the kid's a prospect, it makes sense to me. It just does. You get him here, and you know what? Let the chips fall. Let the chips fall.
Well, they failed last year, and again, not to be redundant, it equated to a non-playoff berth, and the Warriors got some issues. They got a chance to add talent, and I don't think he's a talent that can help them, Stoney. So I don't think they're in any position to, you know, take a project. They draft may be that, but I just feel like you're doing it for the wrong reasons. And you know, everything that I watch his game, Stoney, and the commentators talk about him, and even my skinny on him, I don't think he can help. I don't think he's ready to play in the league.
You know what? I'm just going to – okay, who are you picking there?
Well,
exactly. Like, nobody knows any of these guys. Like, the odds of plucking, you can count – on two hands, probably, in the history of the game, of high-impact players in the second round.
Yeah, right.
And, look, I bet right now, I'll bet you that the number 52 pick that the Warriors select won't play for the Warriors this upcoming year. I would make that bet not knowing anything.
I thought you were going making the team. But that's on the board.
Might not make the team.
Hope,
yeah, exactly.
That's not the case.
I mean, if you think LeBron, if you think Bronny James is an NBA player.
Oh, boy.
And you think that there could be an added piece of leverage there, why not? I mean, even if the leverage is we're going to move him to the Lakers. Okay. What are the Lakers going to give us for Bronny James? Why not?
And then what are they, three behind at 55, right?
I mean, yeah, exactly. And then I guess the Celtics are what, 54?
Oh, man.
Celtics are 54. Anyway, 888-957-9570 if you want to jump in before Kirk Lacob joins us at 10:30. And a lot of stuff's going on around the league, Goo, and I think the next day or two, we just had Raymond Ritter up here, the president of communications for the Golden State Warriors, and he brought up
he was positive great, about the outlet.
There's a surprise. So anyway, he was saying that one of the great things about NBA and the free agency is there's so much that happens in this 2-week period. It's just great. Lot of news going on. By the way, what else happened? Oh, Chris Paul. That's the next decision the Warriors have, and they got to make it tomorrow. They've got to figure out what to do with Chris Paul. Are they going to guarantee his $30 million next year, or are they going to try to extend that date into free agency so they possibly could use him as a chip?
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping happens.
What if I told you? I think there's a chance that they're just going to, at this point, they're just going to guarantee his $30 million. If he doesn't push the deadline back, I think they're going to guarantee his $30 million to at least preserve the right to trade him down the line, even if it's at the trade deadline. But I didn't think he was going to be around.
Yeah.
I think he might be. I think it's possible.
Not a Warrior.
Yes.
Oh, no, Stoney. I think that ship has sailed. Chris Paul, I could name five teams off the cusp right now. One in San Antonio that need him to start. A team that he just left, the Phoenix Suns. If they could reunite, I think
so if the San Antonio Spurs have interest in Chris Paul, why would you just waive him and make him a free agent? That's why I would kind of, if you think Chris Paul has value and you can get something for him, that's why they would guarantee that contract for next year. Not necessarily to have him on the team, but to give the Warriors an extra piece of flexibility during free agency.
And that's what that would signal to me if they do that. That's what I'm hoping we get news today or tomorrow early or late tonight that, you know, they've extended that window for them. That lets me know they're in the lab trying to find a partner.
But I also think it's possible that they could guarantee Chris Paul for next year, tomorrow, look for a trade in free agency, maybe not like one in free agency, and then have all season to trade him if they wanted to trade him. And if they didn't want to trade him, he's coming off their books again next year. Now, I'm not saying that's what's going to happen, but I think if you look at it from a strategic point of view, I don't think waiving him is the best thing basketball-wise. Wow. If you think he's a chip. You know what I mean?
And I do. Let me ask you this, because it's a two-way street, Steiny. Chris Paul obviously came here, and I think the Warriors, obviously everybody had aspirations of at least making the playoffs. If you're Chris Paul and you just endured this season that didn't culminate in a playoff berth, do you want to stick around here?
It's not his decision. It's the Warriors' decision. The Warriors can decide whether to make him a free agent or to.
But there's always do right by the player. You know what I mean, Chris Paul? He gave you everything he could. He came here and didn't kick up dust. Don't you kind of, hey, let's sit down. We want to do what's best for you, too. We owe that to you.
Well, what's best for him will be, the first thing would be getting $30 million.
No doubt about it.
It's not guaranteed. So if the Warriors tell him to walk, he only makes $5 million. So the Warriors are actually doing him a solid if they say, look, we're going to guarantee your contract for next year. You're going to make 30, and we're going to try to move you to a place you want to be moved to. We'll see. I mean, I really thought that they may think of moving on from Looney, but they didn't, and I think it's because they still could view that salary as a chip.
And I keep thinking that's what they want, Looney back. You know what I mean? Because of what he brings.
Well, what it does is it gives them the flexibility to either have him back or not have him back. So 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Big Smooth in Oakland. Smoothie. What's up, Big Smooth? How you doing, man?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Hey, listen, Steiny, I think this is the first time I actually agree with you about snatching up Bronny 52. Listen, this is the league. This is the draft of This is the who he draft. Who are these people? Who are? We don't know. So it makes sense why he came out this year. I mean, who's to say from 3 to 2? Everybody's from France. Listen, why not snatch him up? He's 52nd pick is probably safe bet to say he's not going to make the team. Hey, one thing we know about Bronny. I mean, this was a joke at first, but one thing we know, he's going to be a hard worker. It's in the genes. He's going to be an intelligent player. At some point, I believe that at some point he's going to hold his own. And who knows? He may even exceed expectations. The only thing I would say is this. Now, it's already been said by Clutch Sports, he's not taking a two-way. He's not doing a two-way. He's not going to the G League. So I don't know how that's going to work. But I'm with you. Snatch him up. We're not relying on anybody from this pick to help us out. Realistically, who's going to help us out? 52nd pick. Snatch up Bronny. He's got a lot of upside, more than anybody else that I can think of. But again, I'm not a scout. These guys have spent hours over this draft. But to me, I would do it. I'm with you, Steiny. And I think that's the first time I've ever uttered those words. I'm with you, Steiny. I'm starting up Bronny.
Wow, Smoothie's shocking me, Steiny, because at least you said it helps you for the possibility, even if it's a long shot, to get his dad. Smoothie sounds like he's just talking about it from a basketball standpoint of the kid's barely 6'1 to me, a small 6'1 if that exists. So just from a basketball standpoint, Stanley, I guess I'm not sold because I've watched him more than you just asked me and I was stumped.
Well,
who would you draft? I just watch him and I'm like, no shade at the kid. He ain't NBA ready.
He might not be NBA ready, but does that mean he won't be NBA ready in 2 years? Like, the one thing I have heard about Bronny James is he might have the ability to be a good defender. And, like, at 52, ain't no finished products at 52.
Mm.
I mean, it's like, oh, well, Bronny James isn't ready. Okay, well, who are the other five choices you're taking at 52, and how ready could they possibly be? I'm not saying I would draft Bronny James knowing that he stunk. I mean, I just wouldn't. But if I believe that he had a future in the NBA down the line, even if it's in a year or two, I would absolutely take him.
Okay, let me
absolutely
run something by you, and I just thought about it.
Because it's not like you're passing up three possible all-stars. He's just a guy.
But you know, it would be a circus, and it would be
so
what you hate, the clicks and the...
What do you mean?
You know, what he is now. Like, his game is not worth all the attention he's getting. It's his last name, and that's not his fault. But you know what I mean? I feel like the Warriors would be doing it for the wrong reasons.
What if they think he's the best prospect at 52?
Then you know what? I would be super shocked. And
I mean, I don't know if he is or not. And I'm not going to rely on a magazine that puts him at 90 or a magazine that puts him at 80.
Well, I was just watching the combines, Donnie. He just... You know, again, I'm not, what's our guy, Hubie Brown, but damn, I'm like, oh boy. Back to Chris Paul.
Yeah.
If they were to do that and give him that third, wouldn't that be the end of Clay? I never thought that you could afford Clay and Chris Paul. That's what scares me about if they do that, that kind of means night-night most likely for Clay, right?
What if they already know it's basically night-night for Clay? And I'm not saying they do.
No.
I'm not saying they do. I'm just saying
that's reality.
If you think Clay's leaving, then maybe you start making decisions based on that he won't be on your salary cap. Gigi's in Berkeley.
Hey,
what's up, Gigi? How you doing?
Doing great, fellas. Thanks for the line.
Sure.
Hey, quick and easy.
Hey.
Dunleavy. I know it's only his second year, but in all fairness, people are making trades in this draft that are impacting their teams for nothing. Minnesota gets the number 8 pick, which could have been Dalton Knecht, who could have been a good replacement for Clay if he goes. They got him for a 2031 first round pick. Then everybody knows the Knicks aren't going to make 2 picks. The Knicks are not going to use their 2 first rounders. They can't afford it. So they get the 26th pick for 5 second rounders. Now, that's a lot of second rounders, but they're second rounders.
Right.
And that could have been Filipowski. What would the Warriors look like right now if they woke up with Filipowski and Dalton Knecht, both mature young guys who can produce today?
I think it's a fair question, but I also think the fact that they weren't active in the first round maybe tells you two things.
Man.
One is they're not interested in that direction, and then the second one would be they might not like those guys.
No doubt about it.
We lose it. Okay. Like, I'm kind of with
him. I love his thought, but yeah, I'm with you. Like, if that was enticing, they would have did something.
Dalton, I mean, you guys, I know what you're going to do. I know what you're going to do.
I'm waiting for your Lakers shirts, but don't even have one for you.
It's not going to happen.
That's your guy.
Okay.
As soon as he scores 14, Evan, we're going to be on the vine. Connect!
See, you guys...
Come on, man.
There's an evaluation of a player that goes on over time, okay? So I see Connect, and because I have a basketball eye, I say, okay, that guy can play. All right, I was before everybody else, which is natural. But anyway, I see Connect play early, and I'm saying, this guy's pretty good. Then I watch him all season. I'm like, well, he's pretty good, but he's not the second coming of Pete Maravich.
You were critical.
I can tell you all about his game. He's not the greatest shooter. He's not the greatest shooter. He's streaky.
But he may be one of the most talented dudes in this week draft.
I think he's got the ability to be a pretty good defender. I think he doesn't make decisions quickly enough. But the reality is, I mean, maybe he's just a rotation guy in the NBA. He caught my eye. He's big. He is old. He's 24, which is old. That's probably why he fell to 17, and that's what always happens because people or teams still are infatuated with youth.
I'll tell you, Evan, and the listeners, along with Tim Jordan, my biggest takeaway last night, Stoney, not to state the obvious, but the league's going global. I mean, they are coming. They're coming fast from all over. And you saw the two top picks. Like, I don't know if this is our game anymore.
I mean, it's everybody's game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But it's more global now than it's ever been.
Oh, no doubt about it. Yeah, this is...
It's incredible.
The YouTube chat. I mean, Connect's older than Kuminga.
he might be Bron.
I mean, he's been...
I recycled.
How long do you think you're going to use that?
That's my third time this morning. Right. It's retired.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. It's... Yeah.
Never let good material go to waste, though.
I mean, there's no doubt, though, the two stories of the draft are rivals of the Warriors. The Lakers, you know, they do get Connect, and they get a player ready-made.
I think they're getting Bronny. I don't think the Warriors are drafted. I think he's going to get drafted by the Lakers. Wouldn't that make all the sense in the world?
No, I think the team that won in the draft was the Minnesota Timberwolves. Getting my guy Dillingham from Kentucky.
God. My guy.
Oh, yeah. Man. I mean, this team is loaded. They may have drafted a backcourt player as dynamic as Ant Edwards.
Well, Evan said Calipari said he reminded him of Allen Iverson.
Oh, he's better than Iverson.
Iverson.
Way better than Iverson.
I don't think you give him all his just due, though.
No, I give him his just due for being a 40% shooter. I give him that. I give him his due.
Tiny. He was tiny. He was a baller. Took that Philly team to the finals.
Yeah,
stepped over Fisher. That's what I'll remember him for.
See, you give him more credit.
They won that game Friday. Game one.
Yeah.
I mean, Hilton.
You know what? Seriously, I'll bet if you asked Allen Iverson, would you rather have a championship ring or would you rather have that highlight of stepping over Ty Lue? He'd say, yeah, give me the highlight.
It's more important, right?
Important. So, Kirk Lacob is joining us on the other side. He's a Joe Lacob's son, but more importantly, he is vice president of basketball operations and the assistant general manager to Mike Dunleavy. Kirk Lacob joining us on the other side. What are the Warriors going to do at number 52? We shall see. But let's not sugarcoat it. We don't know anybody.
Yeah, well, I appreciate the honesty. The guys on the panel, Bob, I text Bob, like, who are these guys? We'll find out, though.
You texted who?
Myers.
Why the hell would he know? He's not even working in the NBA.
Well, he was on a draft show last night. Oh, dealing with Steve today, boy.
He was kind of, I think he might have been just winging it. Seriously.
Yeah, everybody's winging it. Yeah,
yeah, that's true.
Stephen
A. Hey, Evan, real quick, how do you say the first pick's name again?
The number one pick?
Yeah.
Zachary Risache.
That so sounds like Reishacher. A dish.
From France.
Reishach.
Yeah.
I'd like to order the Risache.
You got the second pick down, though, right?
Sar.
Yeah.
I like Sar.
No, Sar. That's my favorite.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mine, too. I think he's got action.
Washington.
Sar. By the way, here's another small piece of related. So, James Wiseman.
Damn it.
He's available. He's available.
Somebody's going to pick him up. It ain't over.
Oh.
If I were the Kings, I'd bring Wiseman in.
Why?
Because you need some size, and Lynn ain't it.
This is James Wiseman.
We're rooting for you, James.
Pistons set to make former number one pick James Wiseman.
Oh, man.
A free agent.
Yeah, wow. That's a miss,
man. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Now, why don't you ask Kirk Lakeham about it?
I will. He had nothing to do with it. Well,
nah, of course not. Group effort. Nah, he's just Joe's son. He's not involved.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm just messing around. All right. Kirk Lakeham is on the other side. And Steiny and Goober, we are at Chase Center right now. The second round of the NBA draft is coming up at 1 o'clock. The Golden State Warriors have the 52nd pick in the draft. Who are they going to take? I guarantee you. It most likely will be somebody you've never heard of, but what if it is? What if it's Bronny James? We shall see. Kirk Lakeham on the other side. Our draft show is brought to you by Pettinelli Financial Partners. Their people, process, and passion inspire them to holistically serve their client families. Executive Vice President and Assistant General Manager Kirk Lakeham, he's on the other side on 95.7 The Game.
I just busted in his office this morning. The door was closed. It was all bad.
This is James Wiseman, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Thank you, James Wiseman.
We're rooting for you.
Well, I mean, I guess so, yeah.
One quick thing, too.
Oh, sure.
Uncle Looney said, why such the negativity towards Bronny James? And I'm rooting for the young man, Stoney. I wouldn't like to see the Warriors draft him. That's all. I don't think he's going to be an NBA contributor. So that's why I'm out. Nothing personal.
Well, I don't think anybody at 52 can be an NBA contributor.
I want to throw my computer. I think you're right.
The Warriors are not going to get a good player at 52.
We don't know that.
They're not going to get a ready-made player.
Look at 52. Dunleavy, though.
Well, I mean, he's
odds and TJD.
He's off to a good start, yeah. No doubt about it. I mean, I'll just be honest with you. From a media standpoint,
it would be a circus.
All things being equal, I'd love for the Warriors to draft Bronny James. That'd be fun. That'd be fun.
What would be fun about? I'm gonna be you. What would be fun about it?
Checking him out, seeing if he's got a chance,
and the circus around it.
See, I don't think it would be a circus for a long period of time. I think it'd be a circus probably at training camp if he was, if he was invited to camp and he's there. But I think once the season starts and he is either the 11th man, here's the other thing. He'll sign a two-way contract if he's got to sign a two-way contract to stay in the league.
Well, if the Lakers draft him, he won't have to sign
that's
a two-way.
Fine. Yeah, that's fine. But I wouldn't not draft him because his agent said, well, he's not going to sign a two-way contract. Okay, well, that's fine. We'll still have his rights anyway if we end up picking him. But anyway, that's, and I'm also throwing in there the fact that I'm just assuming that at 52, the Warriors aren't in love with anybody specific, and they think he's as much of a prospect as a half dozen other guys, and you may as well just do it.
Yeah, real quick, that you got me thinking about our first caller who was talking about the two guys that he would have liked to have seen drafted with the Warriors, connected. But Steiny, the Warriors could have moved up in the first round, and they didn't, and that tells me, they didn't see anything enticing enough.
I mean, that's or what they were enticed by wasn't worth giving up what the other team wanted to move up in the draft. I also wonder if, once the Warriors found out they lost their first pick, they would have had 14 this year had they not made that deal with Memphis in the past. But what I'm getting at is maybe once they had the 14th pick or didn't have the 14th pick, how much homework does your homework stop then on the top 10 guys?
Yeah.
If you don't think it's a realistic opportunity to jump up, maybe you wouldn't, but maybe you would.
You compare the energy and the excitement around Wimby and that draft, and then what this one was, you know, just night and day.
No doubt about it. A couple things around the league. Here's a player that they say is available. I think he's, you know. See, I think the Warriors are at a point, like, if I throw some names at you, you can't use the Warriors mentality of 5 years ago. You can't, oh, he's not good. We're in a different time right now.
Yeah.
You like Tim Hardaway Jr.?
I do.
Dallas.
I don't love Tim Hardaway Jr. How
Dallas may have to move him.
Yeah. He's making you some oomph off the bench.
He's making $16 million a year. It's a pretty good number. Yeah. He's in the last year of his deal. Let me just ask you this. I mean, if you lose Klay Thompson and boom, Tim Hardaway Jr. is your two guard, are you better, worse, or are you the same?
The same.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe
I always like this game. You can get hot with some of them.
A couple other things. Here's a guy who's going to be available. DeAndre Ayton. You want DeAndre Ayton?
I would go to the airport and pick him up, Stoney.
Would you really?
Yeah, I watch him, man. And I'm just – I know he – man, he just – well, he's got some skills. You're a product of your environment. And I know he was on that Phoenix team that went to the finals, and sometimes he looks like he's not all invested mentally. But, Stoney, he's a talented dude, man.
What about – well, here's a guy that his name had come up over the last couple months and years. Nick Claxton. He's going to sign a $100 million deal with the Nets, so it doesn't look like Nick Claxton's going anywhere. How about the Knicks?
Yeah, it looks good, Stoney. They haven't won the finals yet. I know everybody, but for them to do what they did with Bridges and then bring OG back, you are right. How about the Knicks?
Bam Adebayo signed a three-year $166 million deal with the Miami Heat.
Man.
He's 26 years old.
Good.
A couple reports, Brian Windhorst, among others, saying it looks like Jimmy Butler might not be going anywhere. He may stay in Miami. He's got two more years.
He said a lot of stuff, Donnie. You talk about acrimony. My God, how do you come back from saying your coach needs to step his game up? And how do you look at Tyler Hero at dinner or whatever on the airplane and act like you didn't say some stuff about him?
Yeah, you apologize.
And you, well,
that's all you do. Yeah, I'm sorry. Emotion got the best of me at that moment. Here's the one thing that I, as it relates to Paul George. So Paul George has a player option, and if he opts out, he becomes a free agent. Warriors probably can't get him if he's a free agent. He needs to opt in.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that I'd be surprised about is they say he wants a 4-year deal, but I can't believe that he wouldn't take the Kawhi deal of 3 years and about $150 million. Like, why wouldn't he take that, even though, I mean, is he really sticking on 4 years at 34 years old? That's the sticking point. That's where I think Windhorst was talking about the Clippers saying they may want to call his bluff a little bit.
We'll find out, but I believe Paul George thinks he's worth every penny of that, and he wants that fourth year. I think he's going to get it.
From who?
Hopefully the Golden State Warriors. And I was driving home yesterday thinking, did I sell my man short? Because I used to fight you about Paul George, but you never said he wasn't talented. But, Stoney, during an 82 regular game season, can do on a basketball court is special. And you know, I'm excited, but every day that goes by that we don't hear the announcement of the baby's not here, I'm just like, man, is it really going the other way? Is he going to remain in L.A. and play in that new building in Inglewood?
Yeah, we'll find out. We'll find out. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warrior fans, would you even be enticed by drafting Bronny James at 52 if he's there? Would he be worth a flyer? Both his game and, you know what? What may come with it down the line. I would draft him in a heartbeat if I thought he was as good as any other prospect.
What?
And I wasn't, you know.
So you're saying there's nothing to lose, basically, dude.
If the Warriors
ain't all the way there, I'm coming around.
If the Warriors have a draft board And right now at 52, there's seven names on there, and Bronny's one of them. Maybe it's not. Maybe he's not. But if it is, sure, why not? I do it in a heartbeat. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Mike. Mike is in Santa Clara. What's up, Mike? How you doing?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
Doing well.
Good. Hey, look, let's be honest. This draft isn't the greatest draft class in the world. So if we were to take a flyer on Bronny, I wouldn't be upset about it. I'm trying to look at the silver lining through it. Is if we were to draft Bronny, you know, he's already getting the tutelage from, like, you know, one of the goats of the game and his dad. But let's think about it like this. Even though we're also in win now mode, especially with Steph's timeline and everything, I'm also looking at the silver lining of he's going to learn from some of the best players in the NBA. You know, Steph, he can help out with just being with the shooting. Draymond with his defense. CP3, if CP3 is still with the team for some reason, he's going to learn how to be a floor manager through him. So I'm just kind of looking at the silver lining through all of it on that, just seeing that he's going to learn from some of the best that ever played the game. And honestly, if we also were somehow to make it work and get Ayton, I would love to get that. But, you know, that's a wishful thought at that point. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Appreciate the call. I mean, the other thing is, I'm sorry, but the stakes are low at 52. They're not going to get a player at 52 for the most part. I mean, you know, for goodness sakes, they drafted James Wiseman at 2. He can't be worse than James Wiseman at 52. And I'm not saying we'll make another mistake, but I'm just saying, all things being equal, why not? And I actually like some of the points the last caller made, Mike, about what if he's not ready and he's going to be ready in 2 years? I think he's right. Well, what about the Warriors? How come we're not talking about the Warriors' culture now? If the Warriors' culture is so great, bring him in.
Well, but you need immediate. You need, I'm going Clint Eastwood, sudden impact. You need something now.
Then you should have moved up.
But what that tells me, Donnie, is they didn't think there was anything worthy of that.
That's right.
Moving up. So now it's about free agency or trade. And that's why I'm sitting here thinking, could Chris Paul really come back? He'd probably stunt the growth of pods if they do pull off a trade. I mean, I got pods in the Chris Paul role next year. I don't have him as a starter because I'm thinking they're going to go land a big boy that would be inserted into the starting lineup, and then pods would be CP3.
Yeah, we're gonna find all that out
soon. Tomorrow.
Yeah, let's go to Austin in San Jose.
Our guy.
What's up, Austin? How you doing?
Hey, fellas, guys on site. Be interested to hear what Lacob's got to say. I hope he's busy. He's got time to talk to you guys. It worries me that he may not be taking care of business, but that's another story.
I'm
just kidding, guys. The whole prior Bronny James, absolutely not. That is ridiculous. Pick somebody off Duke, UConn, Baylor. Go find a kid that actually played on a team where he got coached and won something. There's no accident that the New York Knicks are all a bunch of Villanova guys. You think it's accident they're winning? I mean, come on. That's Bronny James. There's no value. And the last thing we need is bring another guy on the roster that can't play now. And we keep talking about young guys. Under 23, guys, go do your homework. Check the number under 23 list of guys and tell me where the Warriors young guys rank, okay? There's guys that are playing right now. There's guys in their second contract that are being paid. We don't have to wait 5 years for guys to become good. This whole notion that Steiny has that there's this 4 to 5 year plan out there for young guys is antiquated. That's an old mentality. Guys need to be able to come in now and contribute right away. And last thing, Chris Paul, come on, man. If we're still talking about Chris Paul and Klay Thompson as the off-season big moves, man, it's going to be bad next year, man. That's all I got. Thanks.
Wow. The reason that the or five-year plan for Warrior rookies is antiquated is because they're a dynasty. I always thought it was just, I never understood why the Warriors were going to 6 straight finals or whatever it was, and people couldn't understand why the 27th pick in the draft wasn't part of their rotation. He wasn't part of the rotation because They were one of the greatest teams of all time. Strength in numbers. So, yeah, I get it. The Warriors haven't had much success with their young players because they really haven't had an opportunity to play.
Yeah.
Kuminga's starting to get a little bit of an opportunity to play, and a lot of people seem to be high on him, and we think he's going to be a pretty good player. Pajemski played last year. Why? Well, because the team wasn't as good as they were when they were in the middle of their dynasty, and there was room for him. So, I mean, I get what Austin's saying. There are going to be certain players that come into the league and make an imprint right away. But, and you know what? It's going to get easier and easier for young players to make an imprint on the Warriors if they're not a title contender.
Yeah, and I think of the Jordan Bells of the world, but that was when, you know, the big boys were carrying their weight and they were in the midst of a dynasty and we understood. But now, Steiny, I'm sorry. We mentioned James Wiseman early on in the show, but the ghost and the skeleton of that miss, I don't think is going away anytime soon. So, I know they don't have the number two pick in the draft this year, but I'm up here just operating through the prism of hope, and man, maybe they find a diamond in the rough. But the bottom line is, for this team to make the playoffs next year, I'm not even thinking about 3 or 4 years. It's not my money, Steiny. It's like, how Operation Get Back? How do the Warriors get back and become a threat in the West? It's through what hopefully we'll hear on the wire or on the ticker, you know, that they made a trade for player A, player B, because that's the way to go. Because right now, to Austin's point, Moses Moody, I'm not out on him. Pods, I'm not out on him. And TJD, I like what I see. But Steiny, to his point, when you compare them to the others that have hit the ground running, and the others have hit the ground running on teams that are playing for something.
Tony's in Oakland. What's up, Tony? How you doing, man?
Hey, hi, Steiny. Listen, I just wanted to say one thing, and I'm interested in your opinion about this. You know, with the whole Lakers thing and the former coach being fired and LeBron's supposed connection to that happening, then the hiring of the new coach, he seems to be in the background with and has a lot of power and say so about a lot of things that happen. Here would be my concern about Bronny James coming to the Warriors. How do you know that LeBron's not going to turn into LeVar Ball as far as being the father of a player and trying to tell the team what they need to do with his kid? I'd love to hear what you have to
actually
say.
You know what? That's actually interesting, Tony. I haven't even thought about that. That Bronny's dad is going to be on another team in the NBA, but he could theoretically say, yeah, my kid should be playing more for Charlotte. You know what I mean?
Did that to his own team last year after a loss, saying that Bronny was better than half the dudes in his locker room. So he's got his own fish to fry, LeBron James. So I'm telling you this, Donnie, Bronny James has worked out for two teams, his dad's team and the Phoenix Suns. Do you think the Warriors would come in and swoop them, not even watching them, you know, if you talk, or do you think they've seen enough on film? I don't know what film, because he hardly played at USC, to where they would feel comfortable taking him, thinking he would pop in 2 or 3 years.
Well, there was a player about 15 years ago when the Warriors had the number 7 pick who said, I'm not going to come work out for the Warriors. They ended up drafting him anyway. His name was Steph Curry. So that, to me, is irrelevant if they think the kid can play.
But his resume in college spoke volumes. You know, you had saw Steph Curry play big-time basketball.
He was also the 7th pick in the draft. I mean, this is 52. He's a prospect. Like, they're not going to get a ready-made player at 52. I don't think. I mean, people might say, what about Trayce Jackson-Davis? Well, okay, first of all, Trayce Jackson-Davis didn't play for the first half of the season. Secondly, he is a 4-year college player at Indiana University. So, yeah, he was more ready than most number 55 picks. He also had NBA pedigree with his dad and playing at a big-time school under an NBA coach in Mike Woodson. I could kind of see how Trayce Jackson-Davis, you know, carved a role out for himself. But, I mean, most of the time when you're taking a 52,
I hear you.
You're just trying to I don't know, pick the best player who you think might turn into the best player. And if he turns into the best player in 3-4 years down the road, you still do it because the 52nd pick, you usually don't get anybody who can play.
Yes, Donnie, and that's why the Rat on the Table, brought to you by ATCO, is what they do with Clay, this decision on CP3, and if they fire and pull the trigger, and if they're able to land a big boy like a Paul George or, you know, whoever else is out there, Kevin Durant, that's going to change the immediate future and results for this team. That's what the Warriors Exhibit A is about, you know, on the to-do list.
Yeah, and that's where, like, you and I got into this a lot yesterday. Paul George, that's going to change the immediate future. I don't know. Will it? Like, how, if Paul George is, and I heard Bonte and Chasky talking about this, how sure of a thing is Paul George in terms of you acquire Paul George, and that means Chris Paul's not here. It probably means Clay's not coming back.
We're okay.
I don't know about Kuminga. I would assume it's going to be hard to hold on to Kuminga because you're going to have to pay him too this offseason. So, you know, listen, I don't dislike Paul George at all. I'm not crazy about how old he is. I'm not crazy at all about giving him 4 years. But, okay, let's take a look at the basketball part of it.
There we go.
How much better are they with Paul George and without Chris Paul and Klay Thompson?
I think a hell of a lot better.
Do you?
Yeah, I really do.
I'm not so sure.
And Paul George being around Dre and Steph and Steve Kerr and just, you know, this Warrior magic that's helped him so much during the last decade, I think that will help Paul George become a better basketball player. Not, oh, I can go around my back or win 360 windmill dunk, but the IQ part of it. Like that's what excites me. And I can't bury the lead. Raymond Ritter, and I know he was employed by the team. We had the great Fitz on last week, and he went on. If the Warriors didn't have Paul George and they just basically ran it back and Draymond was available, Raymond Ritter did the same thing, Stoney, and I didn't think he had pom-poms. I think he really felt like if Draymond Green had been readily available and they won, six more games, everything could have changed. And that's without them making this big move. But, you know, I'm in camp number one. Go get one of those guys. But if you don't, I'm not going to sit here and look at you, partner, and say, oh, they got no chance because they're a 10th seed, probably going to be 11th or 12th. I don't feel that.
I don't want to go that way. I don't want to go. I don't want to divide. Like, I feel like that's devising a strategy on hope. But maybe they won't be able to make any significant moves, and they're going to have to take the team that they can do the best with.
But isn't that still hope in regard to the youngsters popping and growing and being able to contribute more? Doesn't that still fall under, hope?
I've been clear. They're at the end of a dynasty. There are no good choices. But I'm realistic enough to appreciate that, like, it's going to be virtually impossible to keep this team on top for the next 3 or 4 years as Steph Curry begins to age even further. Like, I'm more realistic about it, I think, than most people.
And what's scary, Sonny, not to interrupt you, is they're not on top, right? If you go off of last season.
Yeah. Hey, listen, we're having the Warriors Offseason Summit on July 8th, 95.7 The Game. The Warriors Offseason Summit with all the hosts, Monday, July 8th from 4 to 6 p.m. Willard and Dibs get the party started at 2. They're going to do their show from 2 to 4, and then all the hosts will join them from 4 to 6. The location, Fremont Bank, 39150 Fremont Boulevard in Fremont. Space is limited, so if you want to jump into that Warriors Summit, you want to be there, go to 957thegame.com to reserve your spot now. That's Monday, July 8th. You want to get there early for Willard and Dibs, you can at 2, but the Summit will start from 4 to 6. Do we have Al in San Francisco? Al, what's going on, man?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, man.
Bronny, heck no, don't draft Bronny, man. It's let some other team have the headache. He's not going to pan out as an NBA player, man. He's, first of all, he's not, you know, I mean, he might be, you know, have his dad's genes, but he doesn't have the mentality and the knowledge like his dad. And, you know, LeBron is what, 6'9", 6'10", 6'8"? But this kid is only not even 6'1", I don't think.
Yeah.
So pass on Brownie. Get somebody else in the draft that might help us as a good rebounder. We don't need him as a shooter, but we need a wing. Paul George fits that script, because when Wiggins on the bench with Clay and Paul George on the wings, that's a powerful combination right there with Curry. And you got Brzezinski as the guard. You don't need Bronny. Brzezinski is coming into play. He's a good guard. And with what happened to Akimura and Reeves, Lakers, did they trade them away? Are they free agents? Those are another good two wing guys that can help the Warriors out. All right, yeah. Peace out.
Exactly. Yeah. Draft Bronny James and trade him for Hachimura. I think it's completely and utterly unfair to say that a 19-year-old doesn't have the mentality or the knowledge. I mean, who knows? And nobody. Who's got? Would anybody bet? Would anybody bet $100,000 right now and say, "Oh yeah, Bronny's not an NBA player. Never will be." Nobody really knows that.
You lower that bad boy to 50, you might have some action.
I'm
rooting for the kid. I just know my eyes aren't lying to me.
Well, here's the other thing. If dad's 6'9 and he's 6'1, he's going to get bigger if he's 19 years old.
The baby Bryce is the one that is going to be like his daddy, I believe.
All right, what's coming up on The Game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Our draft show is brought to you by Pettinelli Financial Partners, who strive to build long-lasting relationships with their clients, offering education and guidance throughout life's journey. Joining us at some point in the next hour, Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations and Assistant General Manager Kirk Lacob on 95.7 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.